And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Republican legislators like to boast that our state is in the midst of an economic boom, but here's the hard truth. North Carolina is still not providing a job to everyone who wants to work, still has fewer people employed as a share of the population than before the Great Recession, still remains challenged by persistently high and concentrated poverty, and still is among the least economically mobile states in the country. What's more, none of this is because our state budget is too big or our taxes are too high on rich people. Indeed, the opposite is true. North Carolina continues to struggle unnecessarily because we invest far too little in core public services and structures. Now, unfortunately, State Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore are doubling down on their failed strategy. They've proposed a new budget that would spend almost $6 billion less than the state's 45-year average. This simply won't do. North Carolina deserves a budget that raises revenue necessary to meet the needs of a growing state. Berger and Moore's proposal fails this critical test. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.